Good morning and welcome back to the final segment of our show this morning. I am your host, Shannon Gray, and it's time now for our weekly update on cattle and beef trends in the spot market. Of course, joining us as he does every Tuesday morning, it is local analyst Ed Serwin. And Ed, let's go ahead and jump right in with boxed beef. What happened there last week?
The daily spot shows boxed beef cattle ended the week on Friday at 205.47, and that was $2.21 higher compared to the previous price. And last year it was 216.37 on the same Friday, and that was about $1.60 higher last year. And the weekly total for this daily cattle was 675 loads. And that was about 10% of the weekly total load sold. And the weekly average choice cattle that includes all the different types of sales, including the daily choice cattle, it was 202.62, and that was $2.23 higher. And there were 6,112 total loads sold for the week, which was 616 loads lower than the previous week, and the first week under 7,000 loads in a while. And the upfront sales, which get delivered after 21 days, there were 1,051 loads, and that was 548 loads lower than last week. And the exports as reported on this box beef report were 787 loads, and that was 333 loads lower compared to the previous week. And 146 loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 641 loads were going overseas. In the form of sales, they were 3,154 loads, and that was 193 loads lower than last week, but about 49% of the total loads sold this week. And taking a look at the major primal cuts, the week average short stock primal was one lower, and the round primal was two higher. And the week average choice rib primal was 7 higher, and the loin primal was 4 higher. And no doubt, both of these are helped by the upcoming grilling holiday. And the daily cow cutout ended the week 24 cents lower at 184.29, and it's still about 10 higher than last year now.
All right, so we'll go ahead and move on to feedlot cattle. How'd they do?
The feedlot cattle trades were mostly $2 to $3 higher, and the cash sale volume was just a little lower than the previous week. And the 5-acre formula sale volume was about 252,000 head. That was almost exactly the same as the previous week. And the 5-acre total cash steer and heifer volume was 91,647 head, compared to about 102,000 head the previous week. And the nationally reported forward contract cattle harvest was about 27,000 head this week, and the nationally reported 15 to 30-day delivery was about 13,000 head, along with the 15,000 head from the previous week. And now looking at the prices, the weekly weighted average cash steer price for the 5-acre region was $101.34, and that was $2.68 higher compared to the previous week. And last year, the same week, it was 112.44 137, which was about $1.40 lower that week last year. And the current 5-year weighted average live formula price was 100.47 this week. And the weighted average cash yesterday price was 163.20, and that was $3.17 higher. And the 5-year weighted average formula price was 157.27, and that was $1.49 higher by the week. And the estimated weekly total FIS cattle harvest was reported at 633,000 head, and that compared to 647,000 head the same week last year. And the latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending July 25th, it was 903 pounds, which was 4 pounds higher compared to the previous week. And last year, the same week, it was 869 pounds, and that was 3 pounds higher compared to the previous week last year. And the short select spread ended the week at $12.72 on Friday, compared to $13.37 the previous week, and $22.56 better last year.
And then to round it out, tell us what happened last week with feeder cattle.
We had a very big one of feeder cattle with 37,600 head at the test auction. And that was up about 12,000 head from the previous week because Dodge City had a very big sale of over 11,000 head. And the prices continue to increase, and they were mostly steady to eat higher, with the biggest increases on the lighter weights. And those heavier weight yearlings were mostly steady to too higher. And looking at the prices, the 500 to 600 pound steers were 144 to 176, which was 3 higher. Those 7 to 750 weight steers were 140 to 151, which was 1 higher. And those 8 to 850 weight steers were 132 to 143, which was steady to 1 higher. And switching over to the heifers, the 500 to 600 pound heifers were 120 to 161. And that was 8 higher. And those 7 to 8 weight heifers were 126 to 138, which was 2 higher. But there was some up to 140 this week.
All right, Ed, thank you so much. And remember, if you enjoy the information that Ed Serwin brings us, you can listen to his weekly update on cattle and beef price trends every Tuesday morning right here on the Ag Hour. You know, that's going to do it for today's show. Please go out there and make it a great Tuesday. I'm KGNC Agribusiness News Director Shannon Gray.